the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke.
Welcome, too. Folks.
Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host. I'm up here in North Dakota. The show's being broadcast via the Republic Broadcasting Network down in Round Rock, Texas. That's where you send your support. And what is the date today? It's July 25th, 2022, Monday. And this is a live show. It's always a live show. You're welcome to call in with your thoughts at 512-248-8252. And we have a plethora of riches here tonight. Before we have two Donald Trump events that have transpired since our last meeting here in the Trump Clubhouse. And I'm going to apprise you of those as best I can in our one-hour time. Before I do that, I want to just add my huzzah to the AmericanFreedomNews.us promotion you just heard. If you have a moment, free time, AmericanFreedomNews.us. That's a tab you want to add to your browser and a location you want to frequent, AmericanFreedomNews.us. That's, you've heard Don Wassel on this show. He's the man who put that together. And it's, as the promotion says, it's one of the best news aggregation websites on earth. The Don, if you're listening, you're always welcome to call in. I get these calls, Don in Pennsylvania, and that's Don Wassel. Takes a couple seconds for my brain to click in and realize it's my old buddy Don. Well, back to another Don, Donald John Trump, that is. On Friday, he was in Prescott Valley, Arizona, for a Joe Biden gave us a new adjective in front of us. An ultra, we're all ultra, ultra mega MAGA rally. And it was that indeed, huge, overflowing, massive crowd in Prescott Valley, Arizona. By the way, on the same day, Mike Pence was staging, I mean, this is so lame. There, you know, Donald Trump was there to boost the campaign of Kari Lake for governor of Arizona. And of course, as governor of Arizona, she's going to be able to finally get the audit going of the stolen 2020 election in Arizona. And it was stolen. Maricopa County is so corrupt, it stinks to high heaven. My God, the Maricopa Election Board. I mean, these Republicans, the dirty tricks they have used to make ballots disappear, to obfuscate, to throw up legal obstacles. It's incredible what rhinos are capable of in their effort to destroy America. But Kari Lake will put an end to that. But now Mike Pence, what a brilliant guy Mike Pence is. He comes up with the idea of going to Arizona on the same day but promoting Kari Lake's opponent in the race, who's a rhino. Now, I'll tell you what, bless your little heart, Mike Pence, because you just revealed a whole lot about yourself. Why aren't you endorsing Kari Lake, Mike? Why are you endorsing the rhino? And why are you staging a rally on the same day, at the same time as the president? Hmm, I wonder. But now here's the funny part, folks. The rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say. There weren't 200 people at the Mike Pence rally. Not even 200 people. In fact, why do I say 200? Because the reporter I heard said there weren't even 150. I rounded up. No need. Not even 150 people. At the Trump rally, absolutely packed arena, standing room only, out in the street, out in, you know, all over the streets of Prescott Valley, you know, 10,000 people here, more thousands there. So that says it all. That says it all as to who is running the MAGA movement, the man who created it. And it says very much about the popularity of the rhinos, which is zilch. All right. Let's go to all those rhinos have is media access and media control. That used to be enough. It's not enough anymore. So that's good news. Now, so that was it, Prescott Valley on Friday. But come on, let's move forward, Kelso. The next day, Saturday, Donald Trump is the headliner at the Turning Point USA event. That's Charlie Kirk's organization. Incredible. We'll talk about it if we can a little bit. This is such good news. Turning Point USA. This is young people. You know, you say college kids, right? Well, no, they have high school chapters as well. But I learned it watching Donald Trump at this event. They not only have high school events, they have middle school events, what we used to call junior high. I hope it's still called junior high somewhere. But they have middle school students. There were 13-year-olds who wanted to be interviewed about their enthusiasm, which is boundless, for Donald Trump. And they, now I'm going to play you some bits and pieces from the Saturday event. Why? Because the Prescott Valley was incredible. Donald Trump topped it in Tampa. That's where this was, the Turning Point Student Action Summit. Student Action Summit, Tampa, Florida. 5,000 people in the hall, at least. Standing room only, 5,000-person hall. And they're overwhelmingly young. A few people looking, I don't know, nobody looking as old as me. But there were a few people that were above college age, very few. It was young, and the energy, the enthusiasm. This is the story. Donald Trump fed off of that energy. He was electrified by the energy coming from the audience. So he topped himself on Saturday, gave one of the greatest speeches he's ever given, and you'll hear just a little bit of it. I want you to hear, you can hear the energy in the room, I hope, through my audio system here. So we'll go to that in just a moment. The results are showing. The polling that's going on about Donald Trump's popularity among patriots, that polling is skyrocketing. Mike Pence is in the toilet. Ron DeSantis, hey, you know, good man, Ron DeSantis, not very inspiring. You listen to one of his speeches and it's like, he's no Donald Trump. He's a great governor, made so by Donald Trump, whose endorsement propelled him into the governorship. But he's not electrifying. And I wish he were, actually. And I'll tell you what, if he ends up being Donald Trump's running mate, who knows, whatever. The running mate for Donald Trump needs to be an electrifying person, because that person is going to have to take the torch from Donald Trump and take the mantle of leadership of the MAGA movement when Donald Trump is done with his term from January 20th, 2025 to January 20th, 2029. Donald Trump will be our president once again for the third time. But this time he'll be sitting in the White House and not in exile at Mar-a-Lago. Let's see here. Let's hear him. Let us go to, let me find my audio here. Here it is. Now, here he is. He stepped out onto the stage. We've heard Lee Greenwood's Proud to Be an American, which is his opening song. And here is the president. He speaks for an hour and 40 minutes. So how do we stick an hour and 40 minutes into Less than an hour. Well, we'll jump around. A sea of youth.
Well, thank you very much, and I'm thrilled to be back with a young, proud, and energetic Patriots of Turning Point. And I want to thank all of the people that are here. This is one hell of a crowd.
Now, do you hear it in the timbre of the voices there? Do you hear that those are 18-year-olds, 16-year-olds? You can hear it. Their energy level is wonderful. And, of course, they are the future. It all depends on what these young folks do. So this is the youngest crowd Donald Trump's ever spoken to. The biggest all young crowd. And we'll talk about how Charlie Kirk has put this together. Turning Point USA, folks, hundreds and hundreds of chapters, maybe thousands. I'll look it up while the president's speaking.
Student Action Summit. I've been doing this for a little while, and I always will. Charlie is something very special. He's a very special young guy. He's even younger than he looks, I'll tell you. You're the rising stars who are going to turn back the tide of American decline, and we are declining. We weren't declining 2 years ago, but we are now. You are the generation that is going to stand up and save American freedom. You are the grassroots leaders who are going to dislodge the socialists and communists, and they are indeed communists and Marxists and globalists, and where the hell do all these people come from, and send the radical left back into political oblivion where they belong. You're going to send them back. Thank you all for taking time out of your busy summer for this incredible event, and I want to express my friendship and gratitude to Charlie Kirk for the extraordinary work that he has done to build Turning Point into a force like no other. Young people, and I'll tell you, young people, they love us and we love you. They love us. They love our policy. You know what they love? They love common sense. That's what they love. It's about common sense. There are more than 3,000 chapters now of the smartest and bravest young conservatives in America. 3,000. Let me also recognize some of our distinguished guests, including we have Senator Mike Lee. Where's Mike Lee? Where is Mike? Oh, we love, just did a book, and it's a successful book. He's running against McMuffin. Do you know who McMuffin is? You know, whoa.
McMullen in Utah.
McMuffin. He ran against me, too. They said he was going to do great. He didn't come out too well. Even Hillary beat him. Remember that? He was going to win the state. He was going to win the great state. And he didn't do too well. Utah, that was going to be trouble. So Mike has to run against him, and I think that's going to be a quick one. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. Where's Lauren?
Colorado. Where's Lauren? We met her.
Where is she? Hi, Lauren. She's so great. She's a warrior, another warrior. But we got these women are all warriors. What's going on, man? Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. They are friends of mine. They are great friends of mine. Hi.
Now, that's real important what you just heard, folks. Lauren Boebert, she is a firecracker from Colorado, from the northwest corner of Colorado. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene. Whoa, she's a Roman candle from Georgia. And these are friends of mine. Well, hey, Donald Trump's hanging out with the right people. These are the people that are at his event in Tampa. It's a long way from Colorado and a little ways from Georgia. So they're here. So Donald Trump is assembling the team he needed in 2016 but didn't yet have. And one reason he didn't yet have it is that Lauren Boebert was inspired by Donald Trump to become the firecracker she is. She wasn't there in 2016. Marjorie Taylor Greene was inspired by Donald Trump. Notice he brought these people out of the woodwork. So now he can, now he's got his team. He inspired his own team.
Hi, Marjorie. How about the ads they made? They made ads that were so great. I didn't want anything to do with going into their home. Remember the ads they made? They were the greatest. Congressman Matt Gaetz, a great guy and a tough guy and our friend. Thank you, Matt. What a wonderful guy. Go out and vote for him too, everybody. The next congresswoman from Florida's 13th congressional district, Ana Paulina Luna.
Now, I'm gonna jump ahead, but he mentioned a third superhero, Matt Gaetz, of Florida's 1st Congressional District, the Florida Panhandle, Panama City Beach, where I used to live. Know it well. So the just to give you an idea of how far we've come and how much progress we've made as a Patriot Movement, do you realize that a few years ago, the so-called congressman from that 1st Florida District, the so-called Republican, truly, you know, defines the word rhino. You're not going to believe this if you don't already know it. Joe Scarborough was the Republican congressman from the Redneck Riviera, which is absolute Trump country. And, you know, yeah, that's right. The same Joe Scarborough who's on TV with Mika Brzezinski and is as communist as you can get. He might as well have a hammer and sickle, a tattoo in the middle of his forehead. And Mika, likewise. So let's skip ahead. And you know, we're going to lose a lot of good audio here, a lot of wonderful moments, but it's such a long appearance. Let's go forward. Now, some of the most remarkable stuff he says, and I hope that we hit some of this, is where he's very blunt with, you know, these young people. And this is very pertinent to them about how bad it looks. He's really honest with them. Like this, you know, we're cheating you. We're bequeathing to you a really screwed up nation. This wasn't fair. It isn't fair to you. We're doing the best we can, we oldsters, to, you know, fix it as best we can before you have to take over the whole thing. But you're getting a really raw deal. And the president, it doesn't hold back anything. He paints the picture as dark as it is for these kids, and they appreciate it.
Trump was right. I said it came from the lab in Wuhan a long time ago. That's where it came from. And we did a great job. Never really got recognized for the great job we did on that, but it was tough all over the world, whether it was Japan, a wonderful gentleman. Shinzo Abe, you know who Shinzo Abe is, just died so senselessly, died. He was a great friend of mine, but they took it they got hit hard. He built the most magnificent Olympic complex ever, and they had to have empty stadium, empty seats. After waiting for 3 years, they had to say, let's put it on and let's just leave it empty. So sad what happened to the world because of the virus that came in. But we did a great job, and when we gave it back, not very happily either, I will tell you, when that happened, you take a look at the numbers. The stock market was higher than it was pre-COVID.
Okay, we'll skip ahead. That was a good comment there. Let's jump ahead. We're already 15 minutes into his speech. I feel bad doing this. I mean, I'm jumping right over brilliant moments. Now let's go 24 minutes into the speech.
And I said, why aren't we getting ISIS? Why is ISIS allowed to roam free and whistle?
Okay, we'll skip forward on that too. We'll see you right after this break.
Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the shoe. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work. Still would.
I can't get down there. Hey, we're back, folks. Let's go back to the president. And I'll tell you, the pace is quickening because Donald Trump is going to return to Washington, D.C. for the first time since he left on January 20th when the communists secured their control of the White House after the steal. And so this is a return after 2 years, or almost, to Washington, D.C. And the denizens of Washington, D.C., the swamp creatures, are having a conniption. They are freaking out that Donald Trump, because they have cast him as, oh, he is such a criminal, the great Satan. He can't be allowed within the precincts of Washington, D.C. Yes, he can. And he's returning triumphant. This is our leader returning, the head of his troops, triumphant into the capital city. It's wonderful. But he's doing it too. He's doing a speaking engagement. I think it's tomorrow at the America First Policy Institute. I'll give you more details tomorrow. But he's doing event after event after event at a pace that would wear out those kids. Those 16 and 18-year-olds to whom he's speaking right now couldn't keep this pace up. However athletic they may be, this man is a phenomenon. All right, let's find him here. Let's find our tab and get him back on the air here. Let me find my tab. Here it is. Okay, and now we're skipping through his speech. Let's see where we land.
Spending billions and billions and billions of dollars in the Middle East, and we don't seem to beat ISIS. General Mattis told me.
Okay, very good. He's the peace president. He talks about how billions and billions wasted, thousands of lives wasted in the Middle East. That was one of the greatest things he did, was getting straight on endless war.
I said, General Raisin Kane, tell me.
We're going to skip forward because you've heard that story before. He needs to tell these stories again, because not everybody listens as much and as you do. So you hear lots of Trump speeches, but the average person doesn't get that chance. So he has to repeat his message a little bit. That's okay. It's what every good preacher does. They don't come up with new material every week.
And they didn't pay their bills. You know the story with NATO. After my first meeting, I looked, I said, hey, we're the only ones paying. There were 8 countries out of 28 that were paying.
Okay, that was a good story too. Make the other people pay so we don't continue to be Uncle Sucker.
Folks, is even risking famine and starvation. As we speak, farmers in the Netherlands, of all places, are courageously opposing the climate tyranny of the Dutch government. Can you believe this?
Okay, now this is great. This is a new point of emphasis in his speaking, the Green New Deal hoax. He's really hitting hard on, and this is absolutely fundamental to all we believe in, is that we are being screwed by the Green New Deal hoaxers. Let me indulge myself. This is terrible when I want to do this. I should have these clips ready in advance, but I mean, I'm an amateur producer. So, but here, let's see here. Let me just give me a second. Let me just put it in here. Okay. Let me just get it here. All right, here it is. The Green New Deal hoax. Okay, now just a sec. Turn this down. Amateur hour production values here. All right, here she is. I love this girl.
That figure is already down to less than 350 gigatons. How dare you pretend that this can be sold with just business as usual and some technical solutions? With today's emissions levels, that remaining CO2 budget will be entirely gone within less than 8.5 years.
Oh my God.
There will not be any solutions or plans presented in line with these figures here today, because these numbers are too uncomfortable. And you are still not mature enough to tell it like it is. You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you.
How dare you? How dare you? Okay, we'll come back to the president. I love her. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't.
Let's go back to Donald Trump now. Big Bad Donald John Trump, that is. Here he is. And he's really hitting hard on the climate change hoax. And I love Greta Thunberg. She's now 19 years old, born in Stockholm. And what she personifies, the reason I love her is she personifies the psychological problem that many people on the left have. The over-emotionalism, the failure of analytical thinking. And she seems to be intelligent. So I want to see what happens when she starts reading a little bit about the vaccine hoax, about the COVID-1984 hoax. I want to see if she can say this about that.
Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
How dare you?
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words. And yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
I love her. Okay, I hope she keeps... well, we'll talk more about her. Let's go to the president. He is right here. Oh, Mr. President, here he goes.
Which wants to dramatically cut Dutch farm production despite growing food shortages. They're saying you can't farm your land. We're not going to give you fertilizer. You have to get rid of the cattle. You know why, right? You know why? I won't tell you because they'll say, I said something, isn't that terrible? They want to get rid of the cattle because of what it does to the globe. Half of your cattle they want out. You'll be next. You'll be next. In our movement, we stand against the climate fanatics. We stand with the peaceful Dutch farmers who are bravely fighting for their freedom. It's horrible what's happening. Next, we need young conservative activists to help finally and completely smash the radical left's corrupt education establishment. The current educational system is so sick that school prayer is banned and drag shows are allowed and all sorts of things are happening.
Now, every one of the people in that hall is a student. This is a student action, I mean, almost all of them, a student action summit. They're all student age and, you know, going to college or high school or junior high.
Well, we have some great politicians in this country that are fighting it very hard, and we love them. You can't teach the Bible, but you can teach children that America is evil and that men can get pregnant. A man can get pregnant. Can't even talk about the Bible. You would not trust these people to...
Now, imagine... When Donald Trump is running in the November 2024 election, and that campaign will be a long one, it'll be way over a year. He's starting that campaign now. But imagine when the Democrats figure out who they're going to run after they dump Joe Biden, which is about a 90% certainty. Imagine when Donald Trump has whoever the Democrat fraud is on the stage with Donald Trump debating. Donald Trump says to imagine him saying to, let's say their candidate is Pete Buttigieg, or, you know, he says, well, can men get pregnant? And the Democrats have to answer yes. They can't say no. That's stupid. In other words, they have stuck their big fat Democrat asses so far out over the campfire that they're stuck. They're going to get singed on their rear end because of all of the incredibly communist lunatic positions they've taken. They can't, their candidates can't back away from them. Joe Biden's illustrating that right now. They don't want to back away from them, but they can't now. That's new.
To babysit your children for 20 minutes, and why should we then let them educate millions of American students 6 hours a day, year after year after year?
Yep.
Whatever it takes, the conservative movement must liberate America's children from the captivity of these Marxist teachers.
Now, you've never heard a presidential candidate say that. That sentence right there, liberate America's young people from the captivity of these Marxist teachers. Oh, my God, that's poetry to my ears. And I don't know if it's in this sense, but he then endorses specifically homeschooling. You're listening to a homeschooler right now. My homeschooling 10-year-old is right next to me here.
Unions, what they're doing to our children and to our country is incredible. Incredible. This is a matter of national survival. If we don't fix this, our country is going to be in a very sad state. It already is. Our country's never been in a position like this before. Happened all in a short period of time. Across the United States, we need to implement strict prohibitions on teaching inappropriate racial, sexual, and political material to America's children in any form.
Nice.
We will also keep men out of women's sports. Is that okay?
you believe that? Keep men out of women's sports. Think about it.
Well, he has so many of these Trumpisms, like, think about it. He's wonderful. Someday, it'll be like, you know, the books on Yogi Berra, you know, like when you come to a fork in the road, take it, or, you know, whatever, the future ain't what it used to be. Or I may have botched that one, but there'll be Trumpisms. Think about it. He has so many. I can tell you that. That's another one of Trumpism. Let's go forward here. At the risk of losing a lot of good material, we're jumping way ahead. Here he is. This is the most lively crowd. It's a unique crowd. This is all young people. And it gives us old folks hope.
Those people are incredible, by the way. The Border Patrol, Brandon Judd, Tom Holman, what a guy he is. All of the guys, I mean, they're great. The people of ICE, what they are, these are tough patriots, and they take MS-13 and they'll run into a nest. These are people that are rough, tough people, and they love knives, and they'll run in there and they'll do what they have to do, and they'll get them the hell out of our country.
Now, again, this is the populist, tough language that we have been craving, that you will never hear from a weenie like Mike Pence or a weenie like Mitt Romney. These people are not, they would choke before they could get a word, such a description out of their throat. They couldn't do it. Donald Trump broke that barrier, and he talks the tough talk that we have been yearning for our entire lives. Most of us having given up on ever thinking that we would ever hear, we can hear our favorite, like, small-time guy like Kelso say it. But, I mean, how much thrill do you get out of hearing Kelso say it? You know, what hope does that give you? But you hear the most powerful man in the world, the President of the United States, and he was elected now for the second time. He still is the President of the United States. You hear him say it. Now, my heart thrills to that.
I know a lot of the people right here in the first three rows.
Okay, let's go forward a little bit.
That's all about. Do you think that has something to do with the cheating? No more fake drop boxes. You know, you're going to be donors very soon. You probably are, a lot of you right now. If you give as a family, husband and wife, more than $5,600 to a candidate running for office, they put you in jail. But Zuckerberg, who used to come to the White House to see me, he was so nice. Oh, I have such respect for you, President. You're number one on Facebook. He told me I'm number one on Facebook. I said, that's it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. He used to come to the White House. So if you give $5,600 plus 10 cents to Irving Jones, who's running as a Republican from Iowa, they put you in jail because you gave too much. But Zuckerberg is allowed to give $417 million, mostly to Democrat areas. The only Republican areas are just to make it look a little bit better. What a disgrace this last election was.
And folks, the case that it was rigged, it can be made 20 different ways. All of them, any one of them adequate to proving the case. The fact that one left-wing Marxist Bolshevik piece of garbage, Mark Zuckerberg, was allowed to give $417 million, at least, that's what we know of, $417 million to Bolshevik candidates and to vote-rigging schemes and scams. He was paying election workers, left-wing election workers, paying them boku bucks. That's acknowledged as having happened. That is a rigged election. Just on that alone, $417 million? That is a rigged, wrecked, stolen election on that one fact. And Mike Pence says there's no There's no evidence the election was stolen. Come on, buddy, get your head out of your ass. Bill Barr, there's no evidence the election was stolen. Bill, can you get your head out of your ass? I mean, these rhinos, it would be funny if they didn't mean the end of our country.
No private money pouring into local elections. We can't have it. And ultimately, as I said before, and I say it again and again, it's so simple. France just had an election, all paper ballots.
That's it.
And it all took place in one day. And by 11 o'clock, they announced Macron. And people weren't going crazy. They felt secure. And the only mail-in ballots were military that's far away, or people that are really sick, not people that are vacationing in Miami.
Now, I've got some good callers here. James in Vancouver, Chance in West Virginia, and Anthony in Tucson. So I'm going to go to three callers real quick for a gentleman, if you'll keep it brief, so we can go back to the president. But I want to say this about that, as Richard Nixon would say. That was a Nixonism. At the end of this speech that you're listening to pieces of now, the crowd went wild chanting, "We want Trump. We want Trump. 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 We want Trump." 5,000 young people, they're marching around this big facility in Tampa where they're meeting, a big conference center. And they're simply, I mean, it's just, and then they were interviewed on Real America's Voice, the host there, Ed Henry, who used to be on Fox. He got sick of that, and so now he's got a good show on Real America's Voice. They just extended their broadcast. They just canceled whatever they were doing, extended their broadcast, because they said, you know what, news happens. And these people were marching all around them yelling, "We want Trump." So they started interviewing the young people. They had a 13-year-old, 16-year-olds, 18-year-olds. And they said, "Well, what do you feel?" And all of them, they're just saying, "We love Trump. We want Trump." And this was just a random interviews of people going by. It's unbelievable, the tidal wave of Trump love that's going through this population of young people. All right, let's go. James in Vancouver, what's on your mind?
That Swedish girl, I can't stand her. She is a fake, and she reminds me of Adolf Hitler, who was also
when I
a
say,
fake.
Of course, James. And when I say I love Greta Thunberg, I love her in the same way that
I understand. I'm just saying she's the same as Adolf Hitler, a big zero, just to draw the crowds in and get everyone to feel sorry for themselves. And I'll let the other guys get on.
Yeah, well, I want to see what she thinks about after she gets her second booster shot. I want to see what her opinions are about the vaccine.
Okay, I'll talk to you again. Thanks, James.
Okay, thank you, James. Let's go to Chance in West Virginia.
Yeah, I just had a call. It's my civic duty to congratulate you, Kelso, on having the goofiest show on the entire network.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so Chance, let me see. Now, let's cut right to the chase, Chance. Let's not mess around and you know, let's cut right to the chase. You, I'm just going to guess here, you, Chance, you don't like Donald Trump, do you? Whoops. He went out the back door. He went out the back door, folks. He didn't want to answer that question, but I'll answer it for him. Chance hates Donald Trump. Now, there are two types of people that call into radio shows that do this. There's some people who are left-wing, bought and paid for, you know, Mark Zuckerberg activists. You know, that $417 million, that bought a lot of people. I don't know whether Chance is one of them. But then there's a second group that are not bought and paid for. They do this for free. And they are these weird people on the... who think they're on the right, who don't like Donald Trump. And some of them even hate Donald Trump. And I know some of these people. That's That's a whole series of shows there. Why do these people hate Donald Trump so much? He is their best chance for themselves and their descendants to survive, and for America to survive. How do they not understand this? Anyways, we'll leave that. And then let's go to Anthony in Tucson. Hi, Anthony.
Well, thank you for calling, having my call. I just don't know how to approach this because of what you said about the money of the donations. First of all, a certain group of people can have dollar bills printed, and then they turn around and donate that to the campaign to get the advertising, but that's not my main issue.
Okay, now, hold on. Anthony, come back right after this break. Come back with your main issue. You're only going to get one point, so focus it and come right back. We'll see you in a moment, folks.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart.
Okay, we're back, folks. Anthony, are you there in Tucson?
Yes, I sure am.
I'm doing great. Give me a 10-second thought, because I want to go back to the president, and I know you want to hear him, too. Give me a 10-second cogent thought.
Go right ahead.
No, what's your thought?
Are you asking me, are you done?
Well, no, do you have a point you'd like to make to the audience?
Yes. First of all, I hope you have listeners in Tucson because I'm looking for volunteers to file a petition against the city of Tucson and the mayor of Tucson. But this is besides
all right, look, Anthony, we're going to have to rush to things that are national. I'll tell you what, thank you for calling me, my friend. Let's go back to the president. I'm sure you'll appreciate that because here's a really good segment from the president in front of 5,000 young people, much better oriented than Greta Thunberg, we must say. Here he is. Listen to their reaction. When he finishes this, they break out into, we love Trump. We love Trump.
What the establishment is doing to me is all about preserving their power and control over the American people. They're sick. They want to damage me in any form so I can no longer represent you. Obviously, they want me not to be the candidate because they never talk about anybody else. And, you know, everything's disinformation. We have a great candidate in Pennsylvania, and he's running against an absolute loser named Shapiro and Doug Mastriano. And they say, oh, we want Mastriano to win. Well, they know he's going to win. I endorsed him. They know he's going to win. So everything about them is disinformation. So they say, we want Mastriano. Well, the one person they don't want to run against is me. And all they have to do is look at the second election, where I did so much better than I did in the first election. Take a real look at it, at the real numbers. So the fake news media is totally complicit in this whole deal. And if I renounced my beliefs, if I agreed to stay silent, if I stayed home, if I announced that I was not going to run for office, the persecution of Donald Trump would immediately stop. We know that. Everybody knows that. But that's what they want me to do. And you know what? There's no chance I do that. There's just no chance I do that. I can't
go wild.
Because
we love Trump. We love Trump. Now it changed to 4 more years.
Thank you very much.
Now, there's something that happens at these incredible rallies. Oh, we'll come back to that in just a moment. This is our last break. See you right after the break. Oh, it's the end of the show. I better get a new battery for my watch. Okay. All right, folks. That was fun. And you got to hear a good closing thought from the president and the reaction of young people. We'll see you again tomorrow night. He's got another event coming up at the America First Policy Institute speech. We'll cover that right here on the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. See you soon. Don't stop.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.